Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill today that would ban lunch shaming in our state. Lunch shaming is the stigmatization some students face when they don't have enough money in their lunch account. Democratic State Representative Strom Peterson co-sponsored the bill. He told me the shaming often starts with school employees.
It's really quite remarkable when you think about it that school districts, not only here in Washington, but around the country, I've discovered, will actually, maybe on purpose or not on purpose, publicly humiliate a child that can't afford lunch. And it might be making that child throw away a lunch that they just received through the lunch line. And by the time they get to the end of the line, they realize they don't have money in their account. It might mean stamping their hand or putting on a wristband to make sure that they're relaying this information back home. But then all of the other kids realize what's going on in the lunchroom. So I think it's, you know, one of those issues. It's kind of tough enough being a kid, we think, in the lunchroom. So this is one of those kind of extra steps that I think we can do something to alleviate.
So can you expand on that a little bit, the stamp on the hand? What is that supposed to solve?
I think it's almost like when we were kids, you used to pin a note onto a kid's shirt. So it's some sort of stamp that says, hey, you know, you've got an overdraft on your lunch account. So this is a way to make sure that the kid remembers to tell the parent. But I think especially with today's technology, it's a lot easier for the school district to reach out to those parents directly and not get that kid stuck in the middle.
When you were researching your bill, did any school districts essentially admit that, yes, this is a practice that happens?
School districts have said, and this obviously not only here in Washington, but like I said, kind of around the country, that this is something that they do, and they think they need to do this to make sure that they're paying for these lunch debts. We all know that schools run really tight budgets. And so some of these lunch debts can start to build up.
There is a federal program that is supposed to provide children in need with school lunches for free or at a reduced cost, as you mentioned. So why isn't that program enough right now?
Well, I think it could be, but I think there are often people that are right on the margins. So it might be that there's a family that they don't qualify for a reduced price lunch. But then maybe the car breaks down. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they're taking care of a sick relative. So suddenly that income dips down below the line, but they're not familiar enough with the system to go in and fill out the paperwork and do what they need to do. So this is, again, this legislation kind of directs the school districts to do that outreach to these families and see if they actually will qualify.
So what does your bill call on school districts to do and not to do?
Right. So not to do is really the lunch shaming part. So you will no longer be allowed to make a student scrape his meal into the garbage and give them an alternate meal. You will not be able to stamp their hand or put a band around their wrist, things like that. You will not be able to kind of have a public conversation with that child. What it does allow them to do is you can send a note home with the child, especially if the child is over 15, that you can have a direct conversation with them. My hope is that the principal or maybe one of the counselors in the school could really have a conversation to see if something's happening in the school. And of course, the school can also do more proactive outreach.
Many school cafeterias are expected to be self-sustaining. And if districts are running into a problem where the lunch debt is mounting and they need to close that gap, they may have to switch money from other parts of their budget that's already been earmarked for other items. So how does your bill help districts meet those costs?
I think if we start looking at costs, expenses, and gains holistically, I think we start to find some real gains. I think when students are well-fed, they're not acting up in school. I think that gives teachers a lot more freedom to do what they want to do. And then ultimately, I think, you know, these are the choices that we as a state and we as communities have to make, because we want to make sure that our kids are safe, that they're ready to learn, and that they have a good, full, productive day at school, and making sure that they're well-fed is part of that. And I think that's part of the social contract we have with families. You know, when the kids are in school, they're our kids, kind of as a state. They are our people to take care of. So I think nutrition is a key part of that. Nutrition and, you know, education, I think those really go hand in hand. So ultimately, if it starts to cost us a little bit more, I think those are conversations that we can have, and that those are important places where I think the investment is smart.
Strom Peterson is the Democratic state representative from the 21st District. His lunch shaming ban was signed into law today by the governor.